Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Twenty-four past seven, Monday morning, the beginning of a brand new week. I'm Disha Oberoi. This is Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. The weekend's been... How's the weekend been for you? I was out of town. I'll tell you where I went, what I did, pictures. I'll share everything with you on Instagram in a little while. Rahul Gandhi was in Karnataka right before the Karnataka elections. Kareena Kapoor was in Bangalore to inaugurate the film festival. Cricket ke kshetra mein, the men and the women have won their respective T20 matches. Finally, after a two-month stay in South Africa, the men are coming back. And both Kohli and Dhoni are going to be rested for the tri-series where India plays Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. The film that hit theatres, Sonu ke Titu ki Sweetie, made about 6.5 crore rupees on day one. I don't know if you've seen the film. Bata do agar dekhi hai picture. And like I said, Sridevi, after doing 300 films in multiple languages, passes away at the age of 54 in Dubai over the weekend.
My favorite Sridevi film is English Winglet.
That was Ansh. In fact, even Ashika says, my favorite character is Shashi from English Winglet.
My favorite, most favorite Sridevi film is Chandni. I can see it 100 times and still not get bored of it. Especially the scene when she comes running down the stairs, when she sees Rishi Kapoor fall down.
Chandini, na, 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 na. In fact, you know, it was a Yash Chopra film, wasn't it? When Yash Chopra passed away, there was a tribute by all his actresses, all the way from Sridevi to Juhi to Madhuri to, Charisma. To Katrina, to Anushka, to everybody you can possibly imagine who's worked with him. Rani Mukherjee and Yash Chopra's wife actually said his favorite out of the entire lot was Sridevi.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.